It's 26 minutes past four. Let's chat to Dr. Daniel Israel of Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates. As always, Daniel Israel, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Simon.
Daniel, we have Rosh Hashanah just around the corner. What's it, 4 or 5 days now? And your advice to us as a GP who's very close to COVID-19 and sees it daily, what are you going to suggest we do and don't do?
So it's quite special if you've got to Rosh Hashanah and we're in a lull of COVID-19. Hopefully, which means that compared to other months that we've had and other weeks that we've had, we're actually in a place that we hopefully are able to relax a little bit on some of our restrictions.
Yeah.
And we are able to hopefully see family and friends more than we would have thought we could before. But I think it's still important that we keep our guard up and that we still maintain some of our precautions.
So how does that translate to an actual evening? Let's imagine Rosh Hashanah at the Israel's house. What are you going to do, Daniel? You're going to create larger spaces between your guests, grandparents? Are they going to be allowed to hug grandchildren? How's this going to actually translate into reality?
So Simon, I don't think that the government rules are the only thing that we should go by. In other words, I don't think it's about how, a lot of patients have asked me, how many people are you allowed to have at your house?
Yes.
And is it okay to have more, you know, how many people? Should it be 10? Should it be 20? That's not what it's about. I mean, we're not looking at big numbers of Rosh Hashanah this year. I don't think that this Yontif is about having big, lavish meals and parties like in other years. And that said, Rosh Hashanah is about being together and perhaps cautiously, my advice, and obviously every doctor speaks for themselves, but would be that to allow people to spend time with grandchildren, with grandparents, etc. But I think that what's really important on a very focused on the detail level is to make sure that the small measures are still in place. So in other words, in my house, we will have a meal on the outdoor patio.
Okay.
There will be good ventilation.
Yes.
People will wear masks because if they don't live together, so my kids won't wear masks with us alone, but if the grandparents come for sure, they will wear masks. If the masks are taken off, and we've seen this with families before with eating, which is always a problem, there needs to be at least two, three meters because of what generally happens, but, you know, between. So thankfully we have the space to be able to do that. But these are important things. And I think what tends to happen in families is that people kind of let down the guard in terms of the finer detail. And once we're here, we'll just all sit together, all have a big hug, we'll be on top of each other. And the reality is that leads to one to the next and it'll just, you know, where there is still virus in the community, that will cause an outbreak.
And Daniel, I mean, it speaks for itself. If you've got a grandparent who has comorbidities, diabetes, blood pressure, overweight, I mean, you need to think twice, surely. Logic dictates.
Absolutely. I mean, because the gain of having somebody over for an hour is not worth the risk of putting them at any risk whatsoever. But if they're going to come and sit at a distance and wave from 30 meters away, obviously that's not a risk. So what I'm trying to say is that it's about every individual weighing up their personal risk and their personal situation. And I really am seeing a lot in the community that people are not doing this enough at the moment. In other words, it's kind of because the numbers are down. So we'll all, we did wear masks then, but now we will, when we're out, but when we're together, we'll just take them off. And that's not okay.
And
we need to keep the numbers down now more than ever so that they stay down and we don't have an Israel situation happening here.
Daniel Israel, that was not just informative advice, that was important advice. Thank you as always for being with us. And Daniel, I'm not sure I'm going to speak to you again. So Shana Tova to you and your family.
Shana Tova,
and,
Simon.
Yeah, thanks for being there for us whenever we need you.
Thank you, Simon. Great work you've been doing. Shana Tova.
Shana Tova.